ABC Radio Australia.
An exodus of Pacific workers to Australia and New Zealand are hurting local businesses, and now Vanuatu and Samoa are taking steps to stem the flow. The two countries are looking to place caps on their labour mobility programs, just as both Australia and New Zealand expand the scheme as major worker shortages hit industries. Dubravka Volodar with this report.
For the past year, Pacific workers have been flocking to Australia and New Zealand as labourers. But an increase in demand in both countries is prompting Vanuatu and Samoa to consider regulating the number of workers leaving their shores.
There's an increasing demand on the seasonal work programs, which kind of like compromise on the availability of skilled workers in the domestic markets. And it's also, of course, it drives some of the grains away from the country.
Keenan Banasi is an employment specialist with the International Labour Organization in Fiji.
The missing link is how we ensure that these programs are sustainable, and it also has an impact as well upon their returns to their own country.
The ILO is helping Pacific countries, including Vanuatu, Samoa and Fiji, to develop their new employment policies.
Samoa is about to adopt their second national employment policy. Vanuatu now committed to adopt their employment policy for the next five-year cycle. In Fiji now, we are currently working on updating and introducing the second cycle of the national employment policy. And we see more interest in other countries as well.
By the end of July, there were more than 26,000 Pacific workers in Australia. 28% were from Vanuatu and 16% from Samoa. And the numbers will grow, with a pool of 52,000 Pacific workers approved to take up jobs in Australia. Simeon Tavoa is Vanuatu's acting commissioner of labour. He says details are still being worked on, but they are looking at a more targeted approach.
For people who come from the outside the areas, outside of the town, those are people that we want to really target. So now we're looking at how we're going to maintain a domestic market and grow a domestic market, a human resource within our domestic market, while the rest who are eligible to go, they can go overseas.
Mm-hmm. And are you looking at a possible cap of workers as well, a limit to workers?
I think at the moment, I really cannot confirm that, but that one is still in discussion at the moment.
Peter Foliaki Lokutui from Vanuatu looks after Pacific workers in Victoria. He's concerned it could restrict the ability of his countrymen to earn a living.
They want to restrict them, but they'll have to put something in place to sort of balance that out.
In Samoa, the government says it's looking to cap the number of seasonal workers. It will only allow one group to travel to Australia and New Zealand per month to prevent shortages of workers. It's unclear how big those groups will be, how workers will be chosen, or the exact timeline for it. Labour mobility expert, Emeritus Professor Helen Lee, says it will be a juggling act on the part of Pacific governments.
Because if they lose the stream of work, you know, such a big stream of workers, they are going to lose that remittance income. So it's going to be a real balancing act of keeping, you know, enough skilled people in their countries, but also allowing people to go overseas and earn more money, because clearly wages aren't going to go up to any kind of equivalence anytime soon.
She says host countries could do more to better support these workers.
With a bit of imagination, there's all kinds of ways that it could be mutually beneficial, much more than it is now, where people are just being brought here and quite often exploited and just used, as I said, for just manual labour when they have so much other potential.
On the farm fields in Mildura, Peter Foliaki Lokutui has one plea on behalf of seasonal workers.
If those on the grounds there where the government restrict them, at least equip them so that they can get, you know, a hold of that market as well and still make the money.
That was Peter Foliaki Lokutui ending that report from Dubravka Volodar. And the ABC has contacted the Samoan government for comment and more details. We are still waiting a response.